Chapter 2. For once, the mist had rolled back from the walls of Zorgas, exposing the leagues upon leagues of flat, fetid marshland that lay beyond the citadel's craggy mount. One man was dying in that bog. Tristan watched him dispassionately as he gargled his last, his throat cut by the necromancer's bone-handled knife. Wykar had forbidden him from using his scythe, saying that it would defeat the purpose of the exercise. As a conduit to the Black Realm, it enhanced his abilities, and Wykar wanted his apprentice to rely on nothing but his own raw power that morning. It frustrated Tristan, but then there were many things about his apprenticeship to the great necromancer that frustrated him. The man's thrashing stilled, and he began to sink into the mire. He was one of the living cattle kept at Zorgas, fodder for experiments such as these, or for visitors from Biohall or Dalibor. Perhaps in his last living moments he had assumed that, with the ending of his life, his suffering was finally over. But that was not the case. He would not be free yet.
"Kybar Gidim," Wykar said, one hand extended over the body. "Gaba Zidag."
Tristan felt the terrible powers that flowed around the great necromancer stir. To someone attuned to the essence of death, it was possible to always feel the foul magics that seemed drawn to Wykar. But when he turned words and thoughts to harnessing that energy, it responded with a speed and force Tristan himself had never known. A choking scream filled the air. Tristan continued to watch, unmoved, as pallid smoke rose from the dead man. It twisted and coiled around Wykar's outstretched hand, slowly materializing into something vaguely resembling the unfortunate victim. The screaming continued, broken and gargling.
"Silence him for me," Wykar instructed.
Tristan raised his own hand and, with a word, drove a flurry of arcane pins through the insubstantial gap that formed the spirit's maw. The screaming was immediately reduced to a low, disembodied moan.
"Good,"
Wykar said and clenched his fist. The phantom, which had been coiling and twisting around his arm like marsh mist, suddenly ceased its motion, remaining firm, almost tangible.
"Now, what can this one tell us?"
Wykar asked rhetorically. He spoke another incantation. The spirit shuddered, but remained firmly in his grasp, its moaning rising.
"He is from Trast,"
Wykar continued, talking through what he was discovering.
"A trader by profession. Tell me where my servants captured him."
The Undying One turned his gaze on Tristan. For all that he had grown accustomed to being in his master's presence, a part of him still balked. There was no being as powerful as Wykar, yet. When he had been freed and taken on as an apprentice by the great necromancer, Tristan had initially rejoiced. With his own formidable abilities married to the higher knowledge Wykar could teach him, he would become second to none in the dark arts. Secretly, he intended to become even more. There were times, though, when he still found himself in awe of his master. Angry at his own weakness, he repeated the short chant that Wykar had spoken, reaching into the elemental mortos surrounding them both. Drawing upon that magical essence of the sphere of death allowed them to fashion the designs of those who practiced the so-called dark arts. The energy itself was usually only visible to those with the witch sight and often looked like coiling strands of pale luminescence or ectoplasm. Today, the energies of death responded sluggishly, as though reluctant to cease being attentive to Wykar and bend to Tristane's will instead. He reached his own hand out, holding it over Wykar's as he sought to drive his mind into that of the captured spirit. He remembered making similar endeavors when he had still been a mortal, dabbling in foul magics while enrolled at Narakal. Then, seeking to commune with the departed had felt physically abhorrent. It had been like he had been...